This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and at the White House, the Education Department in the crosshairs as President Trump holds a signing ceremony.
In a few moments, I will sign an executive order to begin eliminating the Federal Department of Education once and for all.
He'll call for the Education Secretary to close the agency. The sweeping directive, the White House says, is designed to cut costs and return funding to states. Critics say dismantling the Education Department will hurt underserved students and schools. It still requires the approval of Congress. A federal judge has temporarily blocked Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing sensitive records maintained by the Social Security Administration. It also requires DOGE to destroy information from the agency in their possession that identifies individual taxpayers. The company that makes Benadryl, asking parents to check their cabinets, 100 milliliter bottles of Benadryl liquid elixir sold on Amazon, now being recalled. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. The two candidates for state superintendent met last night in a virtual forum. Jill Underley is facing a challenge for Brittany Kinzer in the Tuesday, April 1st spring election. The two candidates provided very different views about the state of education in Wisconsin. Kinzer said that public education is failing in the state's largest city.
Right now, unfortunately, 3 out of 10 children are only reading well enough to go to college or have a career. And in Milwaukee, where I live, we have the worst outcomes for our Black students, with only 5% of children reading well enough to go to college or have a career.
Kinzer said she would work to eliminate bureaucracy and restore previous testing standards. Underley says the state has improved over the last 4 years.
Wisconsin's moved from 14th in the nation for education in 2020 to 6th in 2024, and now we have the highest graduation rate in our state's history, and the progress that we've made is real, but our work isn't done.
Underley said Wisconsin just had its highest graduation rate ever. A Quick Trip employee was stabbed to death in Minnesota yesterday morning. According to a release by the company, the 34-year-old man was killed just after 3 a.m. Tuesday at a store in Mankato. Quick Trip CEO Scott Zeitlow said that, quote, "This is a devastating loss for all of us, and our thoughts and prayers are with his family and friends." Mankato police announced that they made an arrest, 28-year-old Michael Miller, and that they are recommending second-degree murder charges against him. This is the final week of the winter high school sports season, capped off by the state boys basketball championships in Madison. Aquinas and Cochran Fountain City made it to the state tournament this week, with Aquinas playing defending champion Mineral Point tonight in Division 4, and Cochran Fountain City playing Turtle Lake tomorrow morning in Division 5 in semifinal games. Title games are Saturday at the Kohl Center in Madison, with local teams playing in the early games if they advance. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
A Badgers win in the tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a victory today over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell leading scoring with 19 points. Stephen Krall, 18. John Tanjay had 15. In all, 5 Badgers players with double-digit points. Up next, they face the winner of Brigham Young against Virginia Commonwealth University on Saturday. Marquette is in Cleveland, where they'll face New Mexico tomorrow night, game time 6:25. How much will making it to the tournament for a fourth year in a row help the Golden Eagles? Head coach Shaka Smart.
I think a ton. Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. It still comes down to trying to be the best version of yourselves as a team and individually out there on the court.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny and still a bit breezy today, with cooler temperatures as highs reach the upper 30s. And tomorrow, warmer. We'll climb to the upper 40s, melting some of that snow away, and sitting pretty under partly sunny skies before light rain rolls in early evening. And still sunny Saturday with highs in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
more farm-related programs being canceled. Those affect more than $1 billion in purchasing local food from farmers for food banks.
These types of programs, it gets high-quality food to people who need it at an affordable price. It's a win-win-win, and it's just a really good investment in these rural economies.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
We're talking about Trump tariffs as well as other news for Wisconsin with Dr. Kristen Lierley in the first hour. Hari Kondabolu is our guest in the second hour. And this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Thursday. Wednesday. What day is it today? It's Wednesday, Thursday. Happy Thursday, man. Got Earl with me here on this wonderful Thursday here in Southeast Wisconsin. Got Jess P.S. on the board. You can check out Earl's show Monday through Friday. Pretty sure those are the days. 8 to 10 a.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. Earl, always a pleasure, man. Thanks for joining me again.
You mean to tell me there's some news to talk about, man?
As we're preparing for the show, as we sometimes do, you know, Earl and I just get into it. We just start talking, like, oh my God, what about this? And what about that? And what about this? And next thing you know, it's like, oh, dang, we got to turn these mics on. We do this all over again.
And Jess just quietly rips up the notes.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Jess. Folks, you can join us as well, 855-752-4842. A lot of things to get to today. We've got some updates on the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. More things being said by Brad Schimmel. You know, and we're, as we're talking before the show, it's like, where's the dumb things that Susan Crawford has said? I don't hear them. Where's the insulting things that we've heard that Susan Crawford's on the mic saying? I don't hear them. If we have them, we'll play them. Boy, we got a library of Brad Schimmel because this guy, he just continues to say dumb things and insulting things. And perhaps misleading things as well. We'll go there as well. The DNC, they're getting involved here in the state of Wisconsin as well. Early voter turnout, that's going very well. Glad to see that, folks. Don't forget, early voting going on right now. You can do that. Also, in the second hour, Earl and I are going to get to what's going on in the Democratic Party. Are you mad at the Democratic Party? Who's the leadership of the Democratic Party? Did we get what we... Do we get anything when Chuck Schumer accepted in the U.S. Senate the Republicans' continuing resolution? We're going to go through that as well. Perhaps get your thoughts on who you think should be leading the Democratic Party. Oh, hell, just leading anybody. We need some leadership, Earl, somewhere, somehow. Would someone please, someone step up, be a leader? We'll talk about that as well. Perhaps some of the culture wars as well. Earl, Brad Schimmel, this Wisconsin Supreme Court election. Daniel Bice writing up at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You got to love it. I'm going to jump into just a little bit of the article. Apparently at a Save America rally last August, because, you know, you got a Save America rally at the Save America. How's it going, America? Is that working out for us? Is it great? Is it great?
I don't feel safe.
At the Save America rally, Schimmel deemed the newest member of the court, Janet Protasiewicz, the least sophisticated, and then had some really mean things to say. We have the sound? Uh-huh. Let's hear Brad Schimmel at the Save America rally last August.
By the way, I don't like the pro-choice title.
Sorry, wrong one.
And now they got Janet Protasiewicz elected to the court. She was the least sophisticated of them. And by least sophisticated, I mean dumb as a sack of hammers.
Wow, dude, dumb as a sack of hammers, least sophisticated. I mean, how is so this guy's super insulting, but this is also the same guy, Earl, who lamenting these Milwaukee late night ballot drops. Remember that? Do we have that song?
Oh,
as well?
I do. Yeah.
Let's
yeah,
remind Earl. You know, every time an election comes around and a Republican loses, you know what they always get mad about? Milwaukee counting their absentee ballots after 7 p.m. You know, because it's the law. And it could have been changed by the Republicans, but they declined in the Senate to pick it up. It actually passed the House in a bipartisan measure to allow Milwaukee to start counting these ballots earlier than that, so we wouldn't have to have results at all hours of the morning, which gives justification for schmucks like Schimmel and Hovde and Scott Walker to, oh my God, they finally came in Milwaukee. They, you know, 80,000 votes went against me. Must be fraud. I don't know what's happening. But do you, or are you really as dumb as a sack of hammers, Mr. Schimmel?
Get our votes banked. Make this too big to rig so we don't have to worry that at 11:30 in Milwaukee, they're going to find bags of ballots that they forgot to put into the machines like they did in 2018 or in 2024.
Lie.
When Eric Hovde, you know, was ahead all night, and then all of a sudden Milwaukee County changed that.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I don't know if there was fraud there. There's no way for me to know that.
Yeah, there is kind of a way to know that. We do recounts. You know, you can file some lawsuits if you have some probable causes, all sorts of things that can happen. Earl, thank you for joining, man. I mean, this guy really gets me going, and we're getting closer and closer to the election, and he just it's hard for me to say how much I really, really, really don't like this guy.
You know, Dominic, help me understand. He talked about, you know, we got to get this done before something happens. And then he says, well, I don't know if any of those things did happen. Well, come on, man. Come on. You know, I, one thing for sure, I listen well, right? So I heard him initially say, we have to make sure we get the early vote because of what happened the prior years. And then he came back and said, well, I really can't, you know, I can't put my hands. So, you know, Dominic, you know how it works. When the Republicans lose, it's fixed. When they win, everything's all right. It's just like a man, it's just like a child, man. If Donald Trump would have lost the election, can you imagine where we would be right now? That'd be, you know, there'd be no peace at all in this country. And they would be turning things over. They would still be whining and crying and saying the election was rigged. You know, but Brad Schimmel, I heard him. That must have been yesterday,
yes.
that last piece that you played.
Mm-hmm.
Because I heard him yesterday, man. See, I listen to conservative talk radio, man. And I'm listening to this man. And I'm saying, okay, this is the same guy who during the debate kind of said, you know, we shouldn't get into, you know, Republican, Democrat. What's the word I'm looking
partisan
for?
Partisan attacks.
Partisan politics.
Yeah, yeah.
So what was he just doing?
well, that was last August at the Save America rally, man. It's totally, totally different. Well, it's seemingly when he's, depending on who he's talking to, he'll say these kinds of things.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's as Bice points out in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article, this accusation, this calling Protasiewicz as dumb as a sack of hammers kind of goes like a Republican Kevin Nicholson made a claim 4 years ago that former Lieutenant Rebecca Clayfish was dumb as a bag of hammers. You know, these guys digging deep for their insulting of the women. Let's not forget that. I mean, this is also, it's not just about politics. It's also about gender, in my opinion. He goes on to say, well, on Jill Karofsky, right? He goes after, yep, Jill Karofsky, addled and crazy? Oh, mm-hmm. let's hear more.
Sure, a little bit of a longer clip. He really gets into it.
Okay, let's hear it.
I challenge you, go to Wisconsin Eye and watch the oral arguments in the case. It'll blow your mind. You've never seen anything like it.
Blow your mind.
From a court. Justice Jill Karofsky turns to this lawyer who's representing the Sheboygan County DA, and the issue in this case is simply, is the 1849 law superseded by the laws that have been passed more recently during Roe v. Wade? That's the argument in this case. She, correct me if I'm wrong, Scott, and I'm not going to imitate her because it would be rude. She
was yelling.
Yelling.
At the top of her lungs.
Top of her lungs.
At this lawyer in the Wisconsin Supreme Court on audio video that he's signing the death warrant for thousands of women and thousands of babies. First off, who's signing the death warrant for the babies? What the heck is she talking about? Who are all these thousands of women that are going to... But that's not even the point.
Well, yeah, it's not the point, those women.
That she's so addled that she could not carry her demeanor like a justice is supposed to or a judge anywhere. This is the crazy we're up against.
And to get to the point, Jess did mm-hmm. the homework.
Yep.
You actually went and found the sound.
I did.
Of this accusation as Justice Karofsky talking to this
and just listen attorney. To how absolutely hysterical.
Addled, hysterical.
This
She's
woman
crazy.
Is.
She's crazy, I tell you. Let and he said it, yelling at the top of her lungs.
Top of her lungs.
Let's hear Justice Karofsky at the top of her lungs, according to Brad Schimmel.
Tommy, and I fear that what you are asking this court to do is to sign the death warrants of women and children and pregnant people in this state, because under your interpretation, they could all be denied life-saving medical care while the medical professionals who are charged with taking care of them are forced to sit idly by. This is the world gone mad. I don't understand how that is not the crime here.
You can sense the passion certainly in her voice, mm-hmm. and I think that's justifiable. But certainly, addled, screaming at the top of her lungs, Brad Schimmel, are you kidding me? I don't know, you know, how you grew up, man, but obviously you never had any Italian women around you because you would know what screaming at the top of your lungs sounds like. Earl, what are your thoughts, man?
Well, first off, when you've been around a little while, I used to listen to Brad Schimmel. Because I told you, I listened to conservative talk before he even was given the opportunity to be in the positions he's in by mm-hmm. Scott Walker. And Brad Schimmel was not far up the list for, you know, that conservatives looked at as somebody as rising star. You know, Brad Schimmel is not, you hear him speak, man. He is not a guy that you say, oh, man, this guy should be a Supreme Court justice. it's not there, man. And so just hearing him over the years and thinking that he's a heartbeat away from becoming a Supreme Court justice, it's hard to fathom. Yet he called Janet Protasiewicz. He said she was dumb as a bag of hammers. You know, man, he's not exactly the brightest star,
no.
You know, in the universe, man. He's not a very bright guy. And the fact that they're putting him up to become a Supreme Court justice really kind of is shameful, as far as I'm concerned. They couldn't find somebody brighter than he is.
No, this guy Cat's been running for like the last year and a half for this
I know.
Job, man.
I know, man.
He wants it, baby. He wants it. Don't let him get it. Early voting is going on right now. Go out, vote for Susan Crawford. Early votes, man, almost double of where we were 2 years ago at this time. So there is a lot of passion, and presumably there's lots of conservatives getting out there as well. You heard Brad Schimmel, bank those early votes because, you know, Milwaukee's going to come in late. And imagine the largest city in the state might have some influence on the election. Too bad the Republicans won't let them count those absentee ballots early. Come back with us. Earl Ingram joining us, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A Washington state audit of rejected 2020 mail-in ballots offers insight on whose ballots are more likely to be rejected and recommends actions to reduce that number, over 37,000 in 2024. Primary reasons for rejection include ballots received or postmarked after Election Day, a missing signature on a ballot envelope, or the voter's signature couldn't be confirmed. Auditors found 2020 rates varied from a high of 1.5% in Franklin County to 0.02% in Columbia County, but they also found higher rejections of younger voters, 18 to 21, where 2.6% of ballots were rejected, and black voters at 2.5%. They also found that non-native English speakers were 47% more likely to have ballots rejected. Signature issues can often be cured, but many voters don't or can't correct it. The auditors recommended outreach programs on college campuses, sending letters and calling voters with curable signature issues, more training on signature verification, opening early voting centers 18 days before the election, an advisory committee for disabled voters, and ballot drop boxes for every 15,000 voters. In the 2024 general election, Washington's statewide rejection rate had dropped to 0.94%, but of those, over 24,000 were rejected for a mismatched signature. Find a link to the audit at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Earl Ingram.
Do you live your life in fear, man? Republicans continue to lead people to believe the boogeyman's coming to get you. It's those immigrants. It's people of color. They're coming to get your babies. Never mind. You live in River Hills, where there's very little crime, if any. What are you afraid of, man? Nobody's coming to get you. And yet, people buy into that foolishness.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Phone lines are open, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jess P.S. working hard on the board, spinning the tunes. Earl Ingram joining me as co-host today. You can check out his fine program Monday through Friday right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Love it when Earl comes around talking right now about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And if you don't know, well, now you know. Schimmel, not the brightest guy, but he's fine with, you know, calling out other people's intelligence and seemingly mocking the women on the court. Seems to be a theme throughout these Republicans over the years. Hell, even against the own Republican women, like Clayfish. But this is a national story, Earl, and ABC News is reporting that the DNC set to announce that on Tuesday its earliest ever new election cycle investment into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. To help boost organizing on the ground, the Democratic Party will host phone banks and call more than 2 million Wisconsin voters in support of Crawford. Damn. DNC's new investment will be used for on-the-ground operations, including organizing peer-to-peer texting and mobilizing thousands of volunteers to help the Wisconsin Democratic Coordinated Campaign. Last month, DNC Chair Ken Martin was in Wisconsin canvassing for the Wisconsin Democratic Coordinated Campaign. We know the election's coming up April 1st, folks. Don't forget. The investment being made in the DNC comes on the first day of early voting in Wisconsin. That's from yesterday. The race will also preview how voters in the battleground state feel a few months into President Trump's election. I mean, this is a referendum already, Earl, on Trump's administration, in my opinion. Quickly, a quote from Ben Wickler, the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. With Wisconsin voters up against the world's richest man, this is an all-hands-on-deck moment, and we're thrilled to have the support of the DNC in this fight. Elections in Wisconsin often come down to a hair's breadth, and every voter we can turn out to support Judge Susan Crawford and Dr. Jill Underley on April 1st can make the difference between keeping Wisconsin on a path of progress or letting Elon Musk and Donald Trump drag us backwards. Earl, DNC, national attention, new ads getting rolled out, according to The Hill, by Susan Crawford. How you feeling these days, man?
You know, man, the Republicans are such hypocrites. I was listening to conservative radio this morning as I was driving to the studio every day. and they were whining and crying about the National Democratic Party getting involved. Oh, the Democratic Party, and they're getting involved in this. And my, you know, why do these guys have to get involved? Hey, man, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Elon Musk can drop whatever it is he wants to drop. And the Democratic Party should not get involved in this race, is what they're saying.
That's what they're saying, yeah.
Yeah, especially here at the state level, that there's something wrong, as if a crime has been committed, Dominic. You know, the fact that the Democrats are doing what they have to do. We spent 10 years with Republican rule at the Supreme Court, man. And yet the Republicans are saying that, you know, if you allow this to happen, and they're trying to rev up their troops, they're going to play politics. Oh, excuse me, politics.
Yeah.
They're going to play politics. If you let the Democrats get in, they're going to play politics. Hey, man, what was it over that 10-year span, maybe a little bit longer than that, that we all had to deal with when they were in charge of the Supreme Court?
Gerrymandering,
we still haven't recovered. Yep. And they're saying, and they're using the verbiage, they're going to gerrymander. That's what Republicans are saying, man. The Republican talk shows. If you let them in, they'll gerrymander. And all of the victories that we had, you know,
under the Republican gerrymandered maps. You know, these Republicans know something about gerrymandering, Earl, because they were living that world for like 10, 12 years, man. I mean, it was the most significant political gerrymander in the history of the world, as far as I know. Certainly history of this country. Went up to the Supreme Court, and they said, well, we don't know how to really judge this. How do you gauge? Because you can't, you know, you certainly can't gerrymander based on race and things like that. But apparently on politics, you can. And that's what they did. And if you listen to Robin Voss, the assembly speaker here in the state of Wisconsin, no, they just got better candidates and better ideas. Well, all of a sudden, of course, we got a non-conservative Supreme Court. They overturned the gerrymander, and oh, man, look what happened. All of a sudden, the Dems picked up a few more seats. Now, the Republicans are still in control. Right, we still got a long way to go, but at least it's a little more level. How hard? I mean, how terrible is that, Republicans, to, you know, try to get on a level playing field with everybody? You know, you got a gerrymander to such a degree that they brought an outside counsel. People had to sign non-disclosure agreements, and they showed you your own little part. I mean, this drove Republican State Senator Dale Schultz out of the party. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is what they've been doing, and now they're going to accuse everybody else of what they've been doing.
In 1 year, we've kind of seen some changes, and you started to really realize the impact. We've been in such a quagmire as Democrats at this state level, with Republicans controlling everything. We almost forgot what it's like for there to even be any right. balance or any fairness. For heaven's sakes, I talked with State Senator Chris Larson last week, and I asked him, man, as long as you've been in, you know, the legislature, you've never seen Democrats, and he's been there a while, in control, man. You know what I mean? He's never. So in all the time that he's been there, so we know what the outcome of these things are. It would be different, Dominic, if the outcome of what they did didn't have some major impact and effect on the lives of the citizens of this state. But they did, right?
Yep.
Major impact on us.
Folks who are listening to the Dom Salvia Show, my co-host for the day, Earl Ingram from the Earl Ingram Show, broadcasting right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. He's going to join us up until the 6 o'clock hour. Of course, remember, we always wrap the day up by telling us something good. We'll always enjoy that. You can join us as well, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. When we come back, the Trump administration making efforts to go after, certainly, the Department of Education, new executive order signed today, and Elon Musk continues to go after Social Security, but boy, those Republicans wish he'd shut his pie hole for a little bit. Come back with us, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The two candidates for state superintendent met last night in a virtual forum. Jill Underly is facing a challenge for Brittany Kinzer in the Tuesday, April 1st spring election. The two candidates provided very different views about the state of education in Wisconsin. Kinzer said that public education is failing in the state's largest city.
Right now, unfortunately, 3 out of 10 children are only reading well enough to go to college or have a career. And in Milwaukee, where I live, we have the worst outcomes for our Black students, with only 5% of children reading well enough to go to college or have a career.
Underly said Wisconsin just had its highest graduation rate ever. In-person absentee voting is underway in La Crosse. You can vote in-person absentee at City Hall today from 8:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. and Saturday from 9 a.m. until noon. There are other locations open this week for absentee voting, which you can find at lacrosseeagle.com. In-person absentee voting is also available next week. In addition to statewide races, voters in the city will choose a new mayor and 3 new school board members. To find your polling place and to see what's on your ballot, go to myvote.wi.gov. 2 city committees meet today. The Board of Park Commissioners and Police and Fire Commission are scheduled for meetings, with the latter going through personnel reports. Only 5 city committees are scheduled to meet next week, the last full week of March. Meanwhile, tonight's La Crosse County Board meeting has a light agenda. It will consider changes to 3 finance-related ordinances, among a handful of other items. The meeting will be held at 6 p.m. at the Administrative Center. This is the final week of the winter high school sports season, capped off by the state boys basketball championships in Madison. Aquinas and Cochran Fountain City made it to the state tournament this week, with Aquinas playing defending champion Mineral Point tonight in Division 4, and Cochran Fountain City playing Turtle Lake tomorrow morning in Division 5 in semifinal games. Title games are Saturday at the Cole Center in Madison, with local teams playing in the early games if they advance. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're headed to the theaters this weekend, here are some moving pictures to consider. Disney's live-action version of Snow White is called Disney's Snow White. The film stars Rachel Zegler as Snow White and Gal Gadot as the evil witch, and it's packed with Snow White pals Bashful, Doc, Sleepy, and the gang. The story might be an age-old Disney favorite, but this new iteration is pulling only a 45% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not good when you mess up a classic. Here are a couple suggestions for films that are reviewing well. Sci-fi horror film Ash is the story of a woman who wakes up on a foreign planet only to find her crew has been murdered. The film has been called riveting and is pulling an 84% on Rotten Tomatoes. Magazine Dreams also has excellent reviews. The drama tells the story of a bodybuilder pursuing his dream of being on the cover of muscle magazines, but struggles with loneliness. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, a low in the low 30s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high in the low 50s. Saturday, we'll have some sunshine to start, then clouds return, high mid-40s. Rain ahead for Sunday and breezy, high upper 40s.
Currently, it's 37.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Todd Allbus Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look at Mexico has a president. You know, Margaret Thatcher. I mean, it's just all over the world. I mean,
you have to remember Margaret Thatcher, they had queens.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV host and comedian Mike Toomey, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then magician Lou Lepore joins me in studio for some Houdini talk. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
and welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Earl Ingram joining me today. You can check his show out 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday at the Civic Media Radio Network. Earl, thank you so much for joining me, folks. You can as well, 855-75-CIVIC. As we went to the break, we're talking briefly about some of these topics. Social Security, Elon Musk, we did get some updates on that. According to the New Republic, the judge kicks Doge out of Social Security, and a huge blow to Elon Musk. He's been working to gut the Social Security Administration. We'll get to that as well. But we can't leave. There's one more Brad Schimmel highlight we need to bring for you folks. I mean, if we may, medianews.com, Schimmel called pro-choice a sham. It's a sham to be pro-choice, Earl, and questioned others' faith in Christ back in 2018. Of course, you know, you can't believe in Jesus and want women to have their own choice, I guess. So let's hear a little bit of Schimmel from the olden days in 2018.
Certainly.
By the way, I don't like the pro-choice title. That's a sham. There is no choice when the alternatives are either you're on your own or you abort this child.
Pro-choice is a sham, according to the guy who wants to be on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Earl, I know we just keep clubbing this guy like a baby seal when he's down, but it's so deserved. Is that wrong? I shouldn't talk like that.
Maybe not.
Right. Well, you know who he reminds me of, Dominic. What was the crotchety old guy that was choking the justice that was Republican.
Oh,
that was choking.
He passed away recently.
He kind of reminds me of that guy. You know, he's if you look at this guy, man, Brad Schimmel, he didn't look like he's got a lot of testosterone in him. You know what I mean?
David Prosser is who you're thinking about.
Yeah, David Prosser. Yeah, you know, he doesn't look like he's got a lot of testosterone. Like you said, always attacking women. You know, kind of like Donald Trump, right?
This is a theme.
These cats are always, and Republicans, always attacking women. I don't understand that, man. I really don't. And yet, some women vote for them.
To your point, former Republican, Supreme Court Justice David Prosser from 2011, you know, kind of remind you, he won't face criminal charges over allegations that he choked a liberal colleague, prosecutor said. And that liberal colleague happened to be a woman.
Oh,
yeah, gosh. Yeah, yeah.
At the Supreme Court.
Yes.
Choking the justice.
Sauk County District Attorney Patricia Barrett, a special prosecutor in the case, said after reviewing the investigator's report, she decided there's no basis to file charges against either Justice David Prosser or Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, who accused Prosser of choking her. Walsh Bradley accused Prosser of choking her in June while the justices were deliberating the merits of a lawsuit challenging Walker's contentious law stripping public workers of their collective bargaining rights. Now, Walsh Bradley, seeing the courts, she was part one of the liberal justices, and Prosser, he's a former Republican legislator. Yeah, put his hands on her neck, perhaps. I don't remember. I don't remember exactly what happened. This is a legacy we're talking about. So, come on, for real. There should be no aggressive physical contact between Supreme Court justices, right?
That should be a really low bar to pass.
I mean, maybe a pat on the back, you know, a firm handshake, you know, something like that. You know, no pats on the ass. I'm just saying that's not okay. But, you know, if you're ever in a conflict where all of a sudden you're like ready to choke someone, I mean, mm-hmm. What, dude?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's the legacy. I mean, come on, man. How would Schimmel be? Would he be like that? I don't know. He doesn't have very much respect for the other women on the court, certainly.
Well, that's the point. Prosser didn't have any respect for the women on the court. You know, and you always wonder, Dominic, you always know if there was a man, justice probably wouldn't have happened, right?
Right, right. Or and it's not like Prosser was a robust, fit man.
No, right. He was the little guy.
I mean, that could have. I mean, Hagedorn would wipe the floor with the guy. You know what I mean? Let's see here. A Crawford spokesman. Again, this is on Schimmel making these comments today, or at least the news being reported of him calling Karofsky addled and calling Protasiewicz as dumb as a sack of hammers. Here's what the Crawford spokesman said. Schimmel can't hide or backpedal from these unethical comments, and he should unequivocally apologize to Justice Walsh Bradley, Justice Dallet, Justice Karofsky, Justice Protasiewicz, and Justice Hagedorn for his misconduct. I was like, wait, Hagedorn?
That me, or is that more than half the court?
I mean, what did Hagedorn? Well, this is what he said about Hagedorn. He called conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn soft-headed and claimed on a 2022 radio show that conservatives were concerned about, what if we get another Hagedorn and we get burned? So Hagedorn, to many folks' surprise, and well, mine especially, has been kind of middle of the road on some of these things. And that's great. I mean, I appreciate that. That's good, you know. But it seemingly, if you look at something and agree sometimes with all those women, all those woke women on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, well, you're soft-headed. You're not a good soldier. You're not doing enough to help Team Trump, because that's what this is all about, man. And that's the character of Brad Schimmel.
You know, man, state Supreme Court seat. You know, the state of Wisconsin, man. You know, and where it sits, clearly, that this money that's being invested. Is being invested because the state of Wisconsin clearly has more juice than many other states across the nation.
Right now, yep.
You know, or they wouldn't be spending the kind of money that they're spending. And you just wonder, Dominic, when you look at the map of the presidential election and you see almost all red. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It kind of almost all went red if you just see nothing but the map and how they colored it.
Yeah, but land doesn't vote, Earl. you know what I mean? And some of these counties have like 4,000 or 10,000 people in them. I mean, that's not – yeah, I know. It can be deceiving depending on the map. But you brought it up. And, folks, we'll get to your calls momentarily, 855-752-4842. The money, man. The money in this case. Wisconsin Democracy Campaign is predicting that the amount of money spent in this race will double the last time around, which was a record then. Well, we're going to push
$59 million.
$100 million by the time it's all said and done, Earl. $100 million. But we can't have, you know, you got to cut $4 million from the food pantries. You got to do something to, you know, save money. But, you know, politically speaking here, right and left, lots of folks getting involved. $100 million, Earl, we could do so much more with that money.
You know, Dominic, it is outlandish. Because, again, last year, $59 million, and I think that was $30 million more than the most expensive race. And, you know, I'm not good at math, you know, but Dominic, it's certainly the next race, which is, I think, a year from now. What is that one going to run?
Nothing goes down, Earl, man. It's Trumpflation, baby, except Tesla stock. But I mean, it's continuing. Yeah, according to ABC News, $56 million poured into the 2023 election Supreme Court race. We're at $59 million right now, and the projection is to go over $100 million. And the next race, the next time around, to your point, Earl, $150 million, $200 million.
Yes.
What are we talking about? This is insanity.
Man, not only is it insanity, you have to ask the question. They're investing this money, and they want something, right? They're not investing $100 million, you know, and just saying, hey, Justice, do whatever it is. You know, it's your thing. Do what you want to do, right? They want something. So for that $100 million, so you have to ask the question, Dominic. Something has happened with the democracy that we keep telling people we have. Is there democracy when $100 million can be spent for one seat on the state Supreme Court level, man, in Wisconsin. We're not talking about New York. We're not talking about California. We're not talking about Florida. We're not talking about Texas. We're talking about Wisconsin, man. Come on, man. It's unfathomable that this could happen. You and I, 10 years ago, we could have never envisioned.
No.
5 years ago.
No.
That this could happen.
And here we are. And the spigot's open. In large part due to the Republican, you know, there's no enforcement of even whatever left of our campaign finance laws these days. I mean, the way that they've gone around the law, well, you can only give so much to the candidate, but you can give unlimited amounts to the party and they can funnel it however you want. Well, great. Thanks a lot. I mean, it doesn't really give you any limitations now, does it? And we see that playing out right now. And
it's the Republicans that did this. Let's not kid ourselves. I hear people say, well, both sides do it. Hey, man, both sides weren't doing it. One side made it possible for this to happen.
Right.
And the other side is saying, hey, if they're doing it, we're going to do it as well.
And you got it.
But
And Ben Wickler from the Democratic political party side here in the state of Wisconsin, the party chair, he's been great at it. He's been beating the Republicans at their own game that they redid. Remember, because that all came about after Scott Walker was involved in John Doe, because he was coordinated with third-party groups. I mean, this whole thing, I mean, it goes on. We're all back to Scott Walker, man. I mean, literally, like, Schimmel was Scott Walker's guy, right? He was his AG. Scott Walker gave him the appointment in the Waukesha judgeship. This is all stems from Scott Walker. So there you go. When you think about who you're going to vote for, if you're having any question, just think, Scott Walker. You want that guy's leftovers, you know, sitting around Wisconsin for another 10 years? 10 years, this guy.
No thanks.
Oh my God. 855-752-4842. And I know there's a lot of Dems out there that are just appalled at the money in politics. And damn, we are too. And I think there's bipartisan thought agreement. That agreement on that we should do something about this. And if it comes to, you know, what, state-run elections or state-financed, you know, taxpayer-financed elections, something along those lines, or maybe cut it down to 30 days. You know, you do something to change the trajectory, because going from, you know, 50 million to 100 million to God knows what's going to be next time around. You're right, Earl. That doesn't seem very much like a democracy. It seems like a lot of money buying politicians.
My last thing on the Dominic is it would be different. Do you see what you're getting for the $100 million? Have you watched the commercials, man?
Oh,
come on, man.
Apparently everyone sucks at putting sex offenders away.
Come on, man. You're spending $100 million on that? Come on, man.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. They're on the radio, too, Earl. You hear them all the time. And as mentioned, you hear the blurbs. You know, we're FCC. We got to play the ads. And just so, you know, use your own critical thinking to determine what is truth and what is not truth. But to your point, Earl, yeah, I mean, we are getting delusional. They're terrible. It's hard to watch anything. And come on, I try to either change the channel or mute it, because I can't even stand it. I mean, how could two wannabe justices be so terrible at locking up sexual offenders? I mean, is there anybody else? If you listen to the commercials, everybody sucks. Come back with us. We don't suck. We're going to take your calls, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You don't need $100 million to get on this show. Just give us a little bit of love. We'll be right back.
Eagle, 1490 AM.
Judge Brad Schimmel surrounds himself with extremists. He's supported by national and state anti-abortion organizations because he opposes abortion rights. But don't take my word for it. Hear it from Schimmel himself. When asked about abortion, he said,
"We have to shut this down. We have to shut this down.
When asked about Wisconsin's abortion ban, which doesn't include exceptions for rape, incest, or help of the mother.
The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that law? What is flawed about that law?
Brad Schimmel takes the side of extremists and would place politicians in charge of decisions that individuals should be making. By taking the side of extremists, he's not listening to Wisconsin residents. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel, keep extremist politics out of our court decisions. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We acknowledge the courageous efforts of Dickie Chappelle. She defied expectations to become the first female war correspondent, reporting from the front lines of World War II and the Korean conflict. Editors at Life magazine and National Geographic called the Milwaukee area woman one of the most respected reporters of her time. Chappelle was 40 years old when she took up parachuting. She then made history by becoming the first woman to be approved by the Pentagon to jump into combat with American troops. Sadly, while on assignment in Vietnam in 1965, she was killed by a landmine. She was the first correspondent, male or female, to die in action. Her fearless pursuit of truth in the face of danger remains an inspiration to us all. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Brittany Merlau.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Going to get to the phone lines momentarily. Joined today, Earl Ingram from the Earl Ingram Show. Check him out 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Going to hang out with me till 6 o'clock. Just PS, working hard on the board. Going to take some of your calls right now. Let's get to him. Annie from Watertown, you will be first every Thursday. We've confirmed it's Thursday.
It's Blursday.
Hey, Annie, welcome. What do you got for us?
What's been most appalling is Schimmel accusing Crawford of being political. Schimmel got his attorney general position after doing the big favor in the caucus scandal by Scott Jensen. Scott Jensen moved his case to Waukesha County, where Schimmel was, and Schimmel gave him the opportunity to continue to work in government.
That's absolutely correct, Annie. And Chuck Quala, he did some time. He got the felony, but Jensen got it moved to Waukesha. Jensen got it to be a misdemeanor, and Jensen is a highly paid lobbyist, to my understanding. And you couldn't be a highly paid lobbyist if you have a felony. Like, he needed that done, Annie, and Schimmel got it done for him, apparently.
Yep, you bet.
Thank you for reminding us. There's so much. There's so much. You know, after a while, or you and I have been around a little while, man, and you a little longer than me, we can kind of go back and remember some of these things. And thank you, Annie, for reminding us of that. 855-752-4842. Cindy from Appleton, you're next. Welcome, Cindy. What do you got for us?
Well, these Republicans who bash women do it because, you know, it's a mental abuse, and I think that's kind of what they're all about. And they never apologize, because if they apologize and don't accuse women of all these terrible things, that hurts their manlyhood.
Toxic masculinity? I mean, what? So the men are never wrong, Cindy? Is that the lesson learned?
I guess so.
It's terrible. Thank you for the call. And, of course, it's not just the misogyny. It's the... the way that he carries himself, and I don't know, Earl, and we kind of pounded on this. I'm going to continue to say it. When a guy like Brad Schimmel or even Scott Walker or Hovde comes in and complains about, you know, the way that Milwaukee has to count their absentee ballots based on the laws of Wisconsin that could have been changed by Republicans, they either are absolutely ignorant, literally do not know how it works, Earl. They don't know. They're dumb as a sack of hammers. They have no idea. Or, which makes, if you don't know that that's how it happens in Milwaukee, if you don't know that's the history, if you don't can't pick up a newspaper, if your Google's not broke, you can find out how it's done, that's disqualifying, right? You're either, you're ignorant, well, you willfully, know, or otherwise. Or, Earl, he is purposefully lying to everybody, which I believe is also disqualifying. Either way, this guy should be nowhere near the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
You know, the third option is what's happening, because they're leading people to believe this across the state. And so that gives them even more leverage, because people who don't know anything about Milwaukee or any of those things, and they keep hearing this constantly from conservative talk radio and others like Schimmel and others, then that's what they believe. And so, you know, what they fail to understand is the majority of the people in the state are in Milwaukee. So you're not going to be able to count it as quickly as you will, let's say, a real little town. What's a little small town?
Like Appleton.
Like Appleton, right? Okay. So it's going to take a little longer, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, it's just common sense.
But of course, it's common sense, and we know the rules, and we've had this conversation year after year after year after year, man. Constantly, every time these Republicans lose Milwaukee, all these votes came in. But they don't change the laws because they want this argument. Earl, do you think, because I do, that when they say Milwaukee, what they really mean is those black people voting down in Milwaukee County? That's the way I take it. Do you think?
Hey, the Dickens, you say. Come on, man.
Wow.
I
haven't heard that one in 150 years.
That's my point, man. You know that's the reason.
Oh, come on. So
right?
Yeah. That's,
listen, man, when people of color, black people only make up 5% of the population, we're the boogeyman. We didn't just get to be the boogeyman in the state. It's always been that way throughout my life. It'll be that way long after I'm gone. When you only make up 5% of the population, and that's what they've been able to. This is not the first time. This is not the first rodeo with this, Dominic.
No.
It's been going on forever. And people across the state, unfortunately, many people want to believe that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't know any better. They don't know. They haven't been in Milwaukee. They don't know the people of Milwaukee. So it's easy to believe that. If you keep hearing the same thing over and over and over, you got to believe. Why would somebody lie?
Because,
right?
What? Yeah, the Dickens, you say. Hey, folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Love hanging out with our friend Earl Ingram. He does a fine program right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. But we get a little extra time with Earl today. Come back with us. Callers, be patient. We will get to you. We'll continue the conversation briefly on the other side. But we also got to get to some of the national news, the efforts of the Trump administration, Donald Trump, today, signing an executive order to get rid of a congressional-created department. That's interesting. See how that's going to work out. Plus, the leadership in the Democratic Party, Chuck Schumer, Bernie Sanders, AOC, J.B. Pritzker, Tim Walz, Gavin Newsom. Who are we looking to? Look to us. Come back with us. Your opinions on what the Dems should be doing, what their priorities should be. 855-752-4842.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we continue on location from Richland Center, Wisconsin. We'll have the general manager of WRCO, WRCE, Phil Nee, and host of Those Were the Days, and look at our brackets. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump signing off to dismantle the Department of Education, directing his Education Secretary Linda McMahon to shutter the agency, except for critical programs, including Pell Grants.
We're going to be returning education very simply back to the states where it belongs. And this is a very popular thing to do, but much more importantly, it's a common sense thing to do.
Critics say it will impact underserved students and schools. The White House says it will save money. ABC's Selena Wang says Congress will get the final say.
Well, the president's goal is to completely get rid of the Department of Education, but that requires an act of Congress. So what this executive order does is it directs his education secretary to do everything